This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, on the day of Arafah, it is a day of forgiveness of sins. And that's why the pilgrims are raising their hands in supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is no day on which Allah frees more people from the fire than the day of Arafah. He comes close and expresses his pride to the angels. So this is a day that many people are liberated, are freed, are redeemed from Jahannam wal-iyadhu billah. Now, going back to the fasting on this day and the virtue of fasting on this day, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu wa arda relates, as we read in Sahih Muslim, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on the day of Arafah, and his response was, it expiates or it wipes away the sins of the previous year and the coming year. In other words, 2 years, 2 lunar years. In 2 lunar years, there are 710 days. 710 days. So, if you fast one day, the day of Arafah, the day before Eid, Eid al-Adha, by fasting this one day, in other words, fasting some 15 hours, you will have the sins of 710 days wiped away. That is 17,040 hours of sins. Allahu Akbar. 17,040 days by fasting only some 15 hours for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.